Picture yourself screaming at your partner over an unemptied trash can. Not just any trash can, but a diaper genie. That's where Jancy Dunn found herself, hurling juvenile insults at her gentle, chess-playing husband over something so trivial it would have been laughable in their pre-kid days. Yet here she was, seething with a rage that felt both completely justified and utterly bewildering. How did two people who once spent lazy Sunday mornings reading the paper together end up as adversaries negotiating every household task like Cold War diplomats? The transformation wasn't gradual, it was alarmingly swift. One day you're a team, the next you're tallying who changed more diapers, like lawyers calculating billable hours. Research confirms what millions of parents know but rarely admit. 67% of couples experience a dramatic plunge in marital satisfaction after children arrive. What makes this crisis particularly insidious is that it unfolds during what should be life's most joyful chapter, poisoning precious moments with resentment and exhaustion. The constant bickering becomes background radiation, contaminating everything it touches. The brutal math: after children arrive, women shoulder roughly 37 hours of childcare and housework weekly versus men's 24. But those numbers miss the invisible labor devouring women's mental bandwidth. Beyond visible tasks lies kin work, maintaining family relationships, emotion work, monitoring everyone's psychological well-being, and consumption labor, researching products, comparing providers. Then there's the relentless mental load, knowing when appointments are, which forms are due, what supplies are running low, whose feelings need tending. Despite best intentions, couples slide into traditional roles. The default parent is almost always mom, fielding school emails, remembering allergies, noticing outgrown shoes. This imbalance breeds measurable resentment. Yale psychologist Alan Kasdan puts it starkly: life is unpredictably short, and you and the person you have chosen to be with for the rest of your life are arguing about housework. Why does he seem oblivious to chaos that makes you want to scream? Biology plays a role. Women are generally better at reading nonverbal cues and facial expressions, an evolutionary adaptation from raising helpless infants who couldn't communicate verbally. Men excel at detecting anger in other men's eyes, a survival skill from when missing signs of male aggression could prove fatal. This explains why you're shooting daggers while folding laundry at midnight and he genuinely doesn't notice anything's wrong. Research reveals men feel more entitled to leisure time. USC studies found men's stress decreased when they relaxed while wives did household tasks, but women's stress only decreased when husbands helped with chores. Yet women often assume men deliberately choose not to help when clearer communication would be more effective. Brené Brown calls this the story I'm making up, projecting motives onto others without verification. He might be watching television thinking everything's handled, while you're convinced he's avoiding the dishes. These different perceptual frameworks explain why the same household can feel like an emergency to one partner and perfectly fine to another. Gary Nosner, former FBI Crisis Negotiation Unit chief, revealed how hostage negotiation strategies apply to marriage. These techniques include contain situations to prevent expanding into past grievances and employing seven active listening skills. Paraphrasing restates your partner's message without judgment. Emotion labeling identifies feelings using phrases like "you sound as though" or "you seem as if." Brain imaging shows naming feelings calms the amygdala's alarm response. Minimal encouragements like "yes" or "I see" convey interest without interrupting. Mirroring repeats the last few words someone said, building rapport. Open-ended questions like "can you tell me more?" show sincere interest. I messages express feelings non-provocatively. Instead of "don't scream at me," try "I'm having trouble understanding when you scream." Effective pauses, remaining silent at strategic moments, are powerful. When upset people don't get immediate responses, they often calm down to verify you're listening. These strategies transform disagreements, preventing toxic escalation patterns. Equal household responsibility correlates with happier women, lower depression, reduced divorce rates, and better sex lives. Fathers who do chores raise daughters with greater self-esteem and less stereotypical career aspirations. Therapist Joshua Coleman advises persistence. Well, I asked and he said no is just round one. Effective approaches combine requesting rather than demanding, using because, which increases compliance, offering trades, and assuming cooperation is inevitable. Regular managerial meetings recognize marriage as requiring ongoing communication. Divide chores by preference, not gender, with clear responsibilities to eliminate daily negotiations. Mothers must loosen standards and ask what their partner's habits actually cost them. If his disorder doesn't directly affect you, it's not worth fighting about. Professional organizers suggest eliminating decision fatigue by putting routines on autopilot, making the same 5 dinners weekly, for instance. The best way for husbands to learn appreciation? Wives should leave entirely. That first overnight away proves rejuvenating, and partners often discover capabilities everyone underestimated. Today's children do far less housework than previous generations. A quarter of kids aged 5-16 do nothing at home. Parents avoid assigning chores due to guilt or busy schedules. Yet research proves chores predict future success by teaching empathy, industriousness, and responsibility. Getting kids to help requires understanding their developing brains. Children's frontal cortex, which manages attention and self-control, is still maturing, making task switching difficult. The best approach is making empathetic contact. Touch their shoulder, look them in the eye, and explain why cooperation matters. Instead of threatening consequences, describe what you see. There's a wet towel on my bed. Avoid questions like, "Will you?" that make compliance sound optional. Use direct, concise instructions. Please put your blocks in the toy box. One effective technique is using just one word, homework, toothbrush, backpack, which gets results without lengthy lectures. Children don't see value in household work unless they're doing it with you, so view chores as bonding opportunities. When children complete tasks imperfectly, resist correcting their work. It discourages them and teaches they don't need to finish properly. Despite millennial men's intentions to share equally, women globally still spend 4.5 hours daily on unpaid work versus men's 2 hours. Real change requires specific behavioral shifts. Stop hoping your partner will intuitively help. If you dislike something, change it, leave it, or embrace it. If you neither change nor leave, own it. Ask clearly through calm, specific requests kept to one sentence. Or silently involve your partner by handing him dishes while emptying the dishwasher. Develop entitlement to help and rest without guilt. When you take time for yourself, you return as more the parent you want to be. Begin statements with "I" instead of "you" to disarm defensiveness. Gratitude becomes a keystone habit, creating chain reactions that help other good habits take hold. Small, specific gestures, a shoulder squeeze, buying special salsa, sending a funny text, create big changes over time. Your marriage after children requires constant tending, clear communication, and intentional kindness.